anything good you and I may do is not achieved through our own will or power. The good deeds that we do are done through God and through God's power. You remember that we spoke about the resurrection of Lazarus not too long ago. After Jesus brought his friend Lazarus back from the dead, the Jews who were present ran back to the Pharisees and reported what they had seen. The Pharisees were certainly under the delusion of their own self-righteousness. When they heard that Jesus was bringing people back from the dead, when they heard of this incredible news of the power of Jesus and how the news of it was spreading to the people and that he was becoming more and more popular, they did not respond in saying, "Praise God." They were terrified. They said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." Darkness loves darkness. You ever noticed how those who are wicked love everything about death and destruction? The Pharisees, they'd arrived. They were there. They were in the darkness. They were losing popularity. God was triumphing over evil, one teaching after another, one miracle after another, and their patience was gone. They would no longer pretend to be good, and they wanted the shedding of innocent blood. But at what point would somebody be willing to realize that Jesus is from God? You have to remember, they're dwelling in darkness. They refuse to step into the light because doing so would expose their own wicked deeds. They'd rather extinguish the light than to step into it. So Jesus' entrance to Jerusalem wouldn't sit well with the Pharisees. It was a triumphal entry. At the peak of Jesus' fame, the people wanted to give him a prophet's welcome or a royal welcome. Why is that? Well, we already answered that question. Because that's who Messiah is. They knew at this point that they were welcoming a king, the promised king, and they believed that he was the Messiah they were waiting for. So they lined the streets with palm branches, and as Jesus approached on the back of a donkey, the people sang out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." I remember when I was in seminary, we watched a clip from an old interview on CNN where they hosted an interfaith discussion. It was a fascinating little program that they had. And representing evangelical Christianity was John MacArthur. I don't think I need to say much to introduce John MacArthur. He's a very popular preacher even to this day, very faithful preacher. And the question came up, how is it that a person is saved? Now you can imagine as we're going through these new agey sort of religious people that their answers are all, well, you know, if you're good enough, if you do what's right, your good deeds outweigh your bad, you'll go to heaven. And again, that's if they even went that far. Some of them basically said, well, we're all going to end up in heaven one way or another. John MacArthur, he wasn't going to kowtow that way. He wasn't going to go along with the crowd on this one because he knows what the Bible has to say about it. In fact, John MacArthur, what is it that he said? He said that Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life, and there's no way to the Father except through him. You must have faith in Jesus Christ if you want to go to heaven. And if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your destination is hell. You'll be separated from the living God for all eternity. Now, we reflected on this segment. I was very fascinated by this because some of my classmates, as we were talking about this segment and what the other religious leader said versus what John MacArthur had to say, they kind of were critical of John MacArthur. And they said, you know, what MacArthur said is true, but if it were me, I would have said it differently. He was too abrasive, too confrontational, and I think he just came across the wrong way. Now, have you ever responded to a good work that way? Where you said of someone else's good work, yeah, what they said or what they did or whatever was correct, but if it were me, well, step back for a second, stop criticizing, because in that moment, it wasn't you. You weren't asked. You weren't in the situation. You weren't the one being pressed. You don't know how you would have responded in the moment. And it's delusional and dark for us to think otherwise. So that when we catch ourselves in that situation, we're saying, you know what they said was right. But we need to stop right there and repent of the criticism and submit to the reality that they're doing the best in the moment. And in the instance of John MacArthur, he was sharing the truth with them. Funny thing is, the Pharisees, they weren't denying the signs that they were good. They were good signs. They were good things that Jesus was doing. They were not denying the awesome power of Jesus, because what he was doing was incredible. What they were saying is that, well, if it were me, I would have done it differently, because this is not what I'm expecting out of the Messiah. He was supposed to be different. In fact, if it was me, I would have waited until after the Sabbath. I wouldn't have done a miracle for a sinner. I wouldn't have done a miracle for a Gentile. I would have come with the sword and not with an olive branch. I would have done it quietly. I would have silenced the crowds and conspired in the background in secret. And that's how I would fulfill the task of the Messiah. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow believers, our attitudes when sharing our faith, when talking about the gospel, when reflecting upon the good work of Jesus Christ, shouldn't be an arrogance and shouldn't be, I would have done it X, Y, or Z way, but rather our attitude should be, Jesus came to rescue sinners, of which I am the worst. The reason that God allowed Jesus to suffer and die was because we deserve to suffer and die. The price for sin is death. No exceptions. We're all guilty. We all deserve death. We all deserve hell. But God, because he loves us, and because he was pleased with the perfection of his Son, offered Jesus for all of mankind. When he was tortured and when he died, it was the punishment that we all deserved. He paid the price of hell on our behalf. We would like to think that we can find a better way than what God did. We can't. There is no other way. There is salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. And in him alone. This week we prepare our hearts to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his triumph over death. And in our lives we continue to prepare our hearts to receive our King into the world.